Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. Today we're going to talk about affirmations. I got a LinkedIn message from Abby Hammond. Hey, Abby, thank you so much for reaching out, finding me, and writing me such an awesome string of messages. Abby wrote out first to say thank you. She's a fan. She said The Art of Authenticity is helping her sort through her intentions and purpose. It has become a highlight of her week. Thank you, Abby. I can't tell you how much that means to me. That's why I'm doing this. And it's for people like you who hopefully it makes an impact. I asked Abby if she had any specific questions, and she did. She said she's been thinking lately about practicing personal affirmations and how to connect the affirmation process to living a more authentic life. Do you think affirmations are effective at guiding us to our goals? And if so, is there a best place to start? I love, 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 love this question. Thank you, Abby. Yes, I do believe that affirmations are effective at guiding us to our goal, but it's tricky. And if you're finding that it's difficult, here's why. Affirmations, if not done properly, can really just be essentially a thin veil of positivity covering a groundswell of negativity. So here's the way to break it down. Our minds, every single second of every day, are thinking. We are thinking beings. This is what separates us from animals. All day long, we are having little discussions. I don't know if you've ever driven home and realized, like, you're not even sure how you got home after work because you were, quote, so lost in thought. But what does that exactly even mean to be lost in thought? We are thinking without being conscious of the fact that we are thinking. How is it that our minds can continually keep swirling around without our awareness? But the more important question is, what is going on inside of your mind? Is it a ocean of negative thoughts, an argument you're playing out with your boss, your sense of low self-worth and self-esteem that you're just playing out, how you're not worthy, you're not deserving, a situation that happened where you felt embarrassed or ashamed that you're playing over and over and over? If that's the case and you slap an affirmation on top of it, I'm just going to be grateful. I have gratitude for my family and my house. It doesn't really get you very far. And I tried this really early in my process and I felt really frustrated because it went something like, okay, Laura, feel more grateful. Be grateful. And I was like mad at myself then that I didn't feel grateful. And I was like saying, you know, I'm grateful for my home and my family and my health. And I didn't really mean it. I was just saying it to try to get myself into a better state. But it was really just an attempt to cover up the negative feelings. And it just was like putting a, you know, Band-Aid on a spring of water that's coming through. So here's the thing. If you're trying to use affirmations, I am a fan, but you have to deal with what's going on underneath the surface, and it's a little more complicated. So here's what I would suggest, Abby, and anybody else that's interested in this, using affirmations to living a more authentic life. You have to ask yourself first, what is it that I'm thinking about? What are these negative thoughts that are swirling around in my mind? Because any affirmation, maybe it's an affirmation about gratitude, but you don't have an issue with gratitude. You have an issue with low self-worth. So why would you do an affirmation about something that isn't exactly a problem for you? Maybe you just need more compassion in your life, right? Maybe that's the issue. So I created an emotional scale. If you go over to my site, it's free. There's no hooks. There's no gimmicks. You can jump on. There's a big yellow button just underneath the homepage. Hop on the scale. And you can find out, I picked all of the topics that I've read through, you know, 20, 30 years of studying philosophy and spirituality. What are the top things that weigh us down and create a sense of heaviness and dread in our life? And what are the things that bring more positivity into our life? You know, you can't fix what you can't see. So that was the idea behind the scale. So jump over there and check it out. But the goal is to find out what's going on with you. And then let's say you have an issue specifically around feeling a sense of low self-worth. You feel as if you don't deserve the pay increase. The way that your spouse treats you is deserving. And you go into a tailspin of negativity about yourself and, you know, who you are. Or possibly you have fears of failure, fear of imposter syndrome, right? Whatever it is. Instead of just slapping a positive affirmation, first we have to deal with the negative, quote, affirmations that are actually happening, right? We're walking around all day long. We're repeating and repeating and repeating this negative stance. And then a singular affirmation, maybe you use 2, 3, 4 times in a day, isn't going to balance out all that negativity. Does that make sense? So if you're saying to yourself 30, 40, 50, 60 times a day, how you're not deserving, and you say it through all sorts of different areas of your life, or if you have fear and you're experiencing fear 20, 30, 40 times a day in mild ways and in large ways, and then you just do an affirmation once or twice, it's not going to balance out the emotional states in your body. So what is it that's going on in the negative? Write it down. Capture those thoughts. I call them junk food thoughts. What specific language are you using when you have that fear, when you have that sense of low self-worth? Whatever it is, when you are in a fit of anger, when you have resentment, whatever it is that is your issue, write down, capture exactly the way you say it to yourself. This is the stuff that you want to keep away from. I call it junk food thoughts because it's like the GMOs, the McDonald's of your life. You want to make sure that you're not saying this to yourself at all and become hyper vigilant like you would if you went on a no sugar diet, sort of an emotional cleanse, if you will. And then you want to pick an affirmation that is opposite of this specific way of thinking. So when I set out to write my book, I felt I wasn't worthy of writing the book because I didn't have a PhD. Nobody writes a book without a PhD. That was specifically the language I was using. So I had to replace it with specific language that makes sense for that issue. So I said to myself, well, I don't read books from people who have PhDs all the time, once in a while, but mostly I don't. So why am I worrying about that? Because I don't believe that's true. Do you see how important it is to understand if you're repeating the negative thought, your belief system is based in the negative thought. So if you can figure out what that negative thought is, call out that belief statement, and then replace that belief statement with something that's actually aligned with yourself. I don't read books that are only from PhDs, so that can't matter to me. And I kept going through that 20, 30 times until it became part of me. It became part of my unconscious. It became my new belief. So there you go, Abby. I hope that's helpful. I love affirmations, but I feel so strongly that that affirmation has to match with whatever's going on in your life, what helps you achieve your goals, what is authentic to your particular situation. It can be extraordinary at guiding us to reach our goals, but you asked me a great place to start. That's where I would start. If you want help, reach out to me, laura@lauraco.com. This is what I help people with day in, day out in my coaching practice. I'd love to chat with you as well. Thank you again for tuning in.